Now it's time for some sound advice with our gadget detective, Fevzy. A very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon.
Hello. So we've got a load here of lovely bits and gadgets that you've decided are absolute must-haves. So here
so
add to basket.
Yeah. So you called it sound advice. So these are two sound-related gadgets. I see what I did there. It's almost like I planned it. So this is from the first one's from a company called Zoom, and it's called the PodTrack P4. PodTrack, of course, spelt without a C. And it's an audio recorder. And it's designed for people who want to do podcasts from their home or you know, set up a podcast. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, because of COVID and so forth, have decided that actually one of the things they can do from home or without having to venture too far is podcasting. But you can also use this for recording your Skype calls and your Zoom calls and all the rest of it as well. It's a handheld device. It's quite incredible. There's nothing else that looks quite like this. Just imagine looks a bit like a Star Trek tricorder, you know, big chunky device. And you can plug up to four microphones into this thing. So let's say you want to do a podcast at home and you've got people sitting around the table, up to four microphones with really good preamplifiers on them, which means that when you record at home, one of the problems is we don't have like studios with treated rooms with, you know, audio treatment on the walls and everything. Therefore, we want mics that aren't going to pick up all the other sounds. So they mustn't be too sensitive. But then you need a lot of oomph in the inputs. So what this allows you to do is have the most unsensitive microphone, a dynamic microphone. You can plug these in and it will still work, and it's quite incredible. So up to four microphones, or if your guests are not in the room with you, you can connect one of the lines to a mobile phone, and it's just connect a cable straight to a mobile phone.
Clever.
And you take that into the desk. Yeah, and what's really clever, I'm guessing you'll know about something called Mix Minus, but other people may not, so I'll explain. If you don't do something called mix minus when you've got a caller on the line, be it a guest or a phone-in caller, they hear their own voice back at them moments later, and it makes it impossible for that person to speak. If you've ever heard your own voice a fraction of a second later, you actually lose the ability to speak. It's very, very strange. So mix minus means that they hear everything that's being output except their voice. Yeah, so it's the whole of the mix minus their voice. And this does it at the press of a button. Otherwise, you have to pay an engineer to work it out for you. It's kind of complicated. So it does that. It connects to a mobile phone, or you can get a little adapter and connect via Bluetooth. So you could, for example, get a mobile phone or a tablet connected via Bluetooth and then bring a caller in via Skype. Or you can make one of the channels a USB audio channel and have it coming through the computer. So you've got some audio either that you want to play back from the computer, or the caller is coming through the computer using Skype or what have you.
Handy.
So it's quite incredible. This sort of thing only a few years ago would have cost a fortune and been a very large machine. Now this thing runs off two AA batteries, or you know those little, or you know the little the USB battery packs that we sometimes carry with us to top up. It will run on one of those as well.
Oh my
and
word!
It will record to an SD card, you know, those cards about the size of a postage stamp, used in cameras as well and that sort of thing. It will record onto that, and it will record each individual channel, each of the four channels separately, plus the mix channel. So if you want to, if you're in a hurry, just, you know, podcast and upload the mix. If you want to be a perfectionist, you can remix it. You know, if someone's volume was a bit low, you can boost it, or if there was a bit of reverberation, you can take care of it. It is quite an incredible device.
How much is this price?
$200. I saw it on a well-known website named after a South American river. And it was £166 this morning. 4.5 stars out of 5. It's quite remarkable. And at that price, you can actually get it as a, you know, an audio recorder. I mean, for example, I shouldn't really say this, but a lot of mobile phones are disabled from recording the calls. For privacy reasons. I'm not suggesting if you ever record someone, you must tell them and get their consent before you record them. But this would allow you you don't have to do a podcast. You could just wire up your mobile phone or your tablet or your PC, however the call is coming in, and you can record it. which
Amazing.
Is great. Because,
and like you say, it's not just for people necessarily working in entertainment or what have you, or doing I mean, every man and his dog has got a podcast at the moment, but also for people who use Skype calls and all the rest of it for yeah. whatever walk of life they're in.
But it's really nice. I mean, if you want to do, some training videos, you want to record some audio, you want to send it to somebody, you want to practice, you know, recording your voice and so forth, you can do any of this with that. And it is literally portable. It just runs off batteries. It's remarkable. And the 70 decibels of gain, and I know this is a bit technical, but those microphone inputs, yeah. One of the problems is the best microphones for use at home or small office, i.e. not a professional studio, is what's called a dynamic mic, okay? Yeah. And its output is very low, yeah? It's low volume coming out of that. So you need a very strong input to boost it. And 70 decibels means that even the most gain-hungry microphone, the microphone that needs the most amplification to work, it still works. And the joy of that is because if you had to uplift it, you'd spend about another £100 on the device to do that per microphone. So you know,
it's impressive, isn't it? Bit of kit for under £200.
Yeah, there's units at £500 that are very good, but the gain on them is about 60 decibels as opposed to about 80. And that's not, you know, that's a big difference. That's more than the numbers would indicate. So, you know, it just saves you a lot of money because you can have a microphone that's suitable for using at home. So it's not going to pick up, you know, the dog barking,
the background or the doorbell noise, and all the rest of the things that you don't
want. And all the reverberation off the untreated walls, right? So I'm using here. So I'm you know, at home now, but I'm using what's called a dynamic microphone, which means I have to be about 2 inches from it. But there could be World War III going on next door and you wouldn't hear it. In fact, I think there was a World War III. I think they've signed a truce at the moment. But it is quite remarkable. I mean, you know, I'm overlooking a garden. You can't hear the birds tweeting. I silenced them all before. There's someone mowing a lawn. I'm guessing you can't hear that because I can't hear it.
No, I mean, it's very, very impressive. Very good.
So, yeah, and the microphone weighs a ton, so if anyone ever breaks in, I'm going to cosh them with it.
Well,
so,
there you go. Multi-purpose.
4.5 stars. Yeah. 4.5 stars out of 5 for £166. I honestly think it's a bargain. And there are just so many different uses that you can put it to. Oh, I didn't mention, there are 4 sound effects buttons. You can load sound effects
into it. Oh, now I'm back
in.
Okay. And, any old sound effects, whatever you like.
Anything you like. You know, you can do a sort of smashy and nicey, sort of cheesy radio show if you want. Or you could, not you personally, obviously.
Sure.
Or you could put the ad break in. You know,
Amazing.
if you're commercials, you know, you can do that, or
Super.
You know, the intro music that you can talk over and your outro and all that. You know, it's great. You can set the gain, the level of volume on each of the microphone inputs. If it's dynamic or condenser mic, you can switch. If it needs power, you can get power. You can mute them, and it's got a nice LED screen as well, so you can actually see what's going on and all the levels that are set. It's very intuitive.
Perfect.
4.5 stars out of 5, and nothing ever gets 5.
Oh, I see. Okay, moving on to gadget of the week number 2 then. Are we creeping closer to the 5 or no?
No, we never hit 5. Okay, so this is from Google. It's called Pixel Buds A Series. Catchy little title. It's a set of in-ear headphones. So the no band over the top, no connection between the left and right ears around the back of the head. 2 individual pieces, one pops in one ear, one pops in the other ear. So that's what's called true wireless, because you used to get wireless headphones, but they still had a band around the back of your neck that connected left to right. These are true wireless. The batteries are inside each one of them. These are rather nice. Google have been making Pixel Buds for a while. These ones are about £80 cheaper than the version that came before this, and they actually sound better. From the actual units themselves, when they're fully charged, you get 5 hours of playback time in it. But the case that they come in is a little egg-shaped case, very, very nice flip-top egg-shaped case. It's got a battery built into it, so when you charge that, and then you put the earbuds in, they charge from the internal battery.
So the combination,
you get 5 hours at a time in the earbud batteries themselves, but you get a total of 24 hours from a fully charged case.
Oh, you see, that is dead good. Because my husband and I, we use these a lot. And he, you know, while he's mowing the lawn and all the rest of it, he's out there with his what's-its in. And I do the same. But I feel like I'm constantly recharging them. But actually, that's a lot of life in them, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's important to get a lot of life because who wants to have a short life? But it's important because over time, you know, the capacity of the batteries will diminish. You know, after a year or 2 years, you might be down to 80% of, you know, the previous capacity. So you need a bit of headroom in order to still have something usable after a year or two.
Yeah.
Because with almost all of these batteries, the internal batteries are not user replaceable. So you either have to send them back for service or buy another set. So it's important to start with something like 24 hours of charge time. And bear in mind, you've actually got three batteries. You've got a battery in the left, battery in the right, and a larger battery in the case.
How much is that going for?
Okay, so that's list price is £99.99. So you can get deals on it. Waterproof and sweat resistant, Bluetooth 5, which means you can have a range of up to 10 meters. Works, got a little microphone in it as well. So you can actually make and receive phone calls. And you can use Google Assistant, you know, the equivalent of Alexa. You can do that. The earbuds automatically turn themselves up and down according to the ambient volume wherever you are. If you're in a loud environment, they turn themselves up. If you're in a quiet place, they turn themselves down. You can perform real-time language translation using Google Translate using these. So you can go abroad and pretend you speak the language.
Oh, I love that. I love that idea. That is so smart.
2 year warranty, USB-C charging, very good bass response. The only thing that it doesn't have is active noise cancellation. It has a bit of noise cancellation because they jam in your ears and they cut out the noise. At that price point, that's quite reasonable. Oh, yeah. And each earbud can be used individually. And what I mean by that is if you just want to listen to, I don't know, an audiobook or something like that with your partner, or you're on a flight and you've got two kids.
Oh, that is handy.
You can just one in each, and they can even listen to different things. They compare them with different devices. So rather good. 4 stars out of 5 this time, and 2 years manufacturer's warranty as well, which I think is good to have. And they are the Google Pixel Buds A series. Oh, and by the way, Google have just launched their new smartphone called the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro.
Oh, no, there's too much. It's just too
much. No, I know, but they're fantastic. You know what's going on with all these new high-end phones now? They are so powerful, the processors in them are so powerful, that they can do things like change when you take a photo or shoot video, they correct each one at a time before it saves it. It's quite
it's
amazing.
Incredible.
It's called computational photography. So, you know, it's no longer, the light that hits the sensor or used to hit the film is what you get. This will expose correctly each dot. So let's say you were taking a photo that had a very bright area and a much darker area. What you get is what's called high dynamic range. So the very bright area, let's say the sky, is correctly exposed so you can see the clouds. It's not all washed out as white. But at the same time, it doesn't set your face into shadow because it's trying to expose that part. It works out what it's looking at. It knows when it's exposing a face. It knows when it's looking at the sky. And it corrects it dot by dot. That's the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. I'm waiting for review samples for that.
You are. With bated breath, I can well imagine, Fevzi. Thank you so very, very much. And of course, I must mention that you can ask Fevzi any questions that you like. If you've got a gadget question that you're desperate to ask him, get in touch via Twitter. It's @GadgetDetective. And of course, you can listen to his tech slots on GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, thank you so much. What a pleasure.